This is Twit.
Hard to know exactly what this is. And by the way, you can go to google.com/inbox and request an invite. That's where you should go.
Yes.
And soon, you know, they'll open it up.
When did, yeah. Well, maybe. I don't know. Gmail. Remember, Gmail was in beta and invite only for some time.
That was an earlier Google.
So what is this? And why should we want it?
Explain it to us, Lucy.
Yeah, because both Jeff and I have it, but we don't know what the hell to do with it.
I'm also kind of trying to figure out what this is. I've only had it for an hour or so, and I'm still kind of confused by it. But in short, it's a new updated client for Gmail, which exists on Android, iOS, and the web at inbox.google.com. And it adds features to – it's kind of like Gmail supercharged. It's got a little Google Now action where you can say – set a reminder and remind me about this email in 2 days. It's got some, snooze this, mark this as done. It bundles different types of emails, similar to the way Priority Inbox groups emails by subject. It's all material design. It's all kind of a new take on. It's got lots of different cool interactions, but I'm still figuring it out. I'll be really honest. I haven't quite gotten my head around this.
It reminds me a little bit of Mailbox, which is an app we've talked about. First came out on iOS, then Macintosh, and I think there's Android versions now. Same idea. In fact, Mailbox really opened people's eyes to a new way of handling mail. You swipe left or right. Mailbox has 4 different states. You could swipe all the way to the left to delete it, sort of the way to the left to archive it, all the way to the right to make it to snooze it. This has those features in it. But as you point out, it also incorporates those new categories that were introduced in Gmail a while ago, promos, but they have new ones too. They call these bundles. So there's purchases, promos. Promos are, basically bacon, right? Stuff you agreed to sign up for but don't really want to read. Purchases are actually what you want. Nowadays, especially with Google Wallet and Apple Pay, purchases will collate all of the receipts into one package. Your orders too. There's travel. I'm about to travel, and it'd be kind of nice to have, all the emails associated with my flight, my rental car, my hotel in one folder.
And again,
travel.
It's not just that you have the email in one spot. It's that the preview in the listing alone tells you what you need to know.
Right. So here's a Virgin America reservation on their sample page, and there's a link that says check in.
What's the URL on that page we're looking at right there?
This is google.com/inbox.
Google.com/inbox.
This is their preview page. And you can create your own bundle. So I would create, for instance, a Twit bundle for emails from the twit.tv domain. I see they have book club, weekend woohoo, ski buddies as samples. So your bundles could be added to the list of bundles. So bundles are essentially email filters. In fact, the setup is very much like setting up an email filter.
Yeah.
So it's little bits and pieces from...
What do you go through?
Say again?
Can you do a never show me this again bundle?
Yes. Yes, you could, I presume. But it's very
easy.
It's very easy to get rid of stuff by swiping it off. You swipe it one way, it gets rid of it. Swipe it the other way, it snoozes it.
So, all right, hold on. Let me understand. So you swipe it the one way, that's telling Google, I don't care about this. You swipe it the other way, it's telling Google, yes, I care about this.
Kind of, sort of. Well, it's telling Google, remind me about this later.
Remind me about this later. Yeah, I don't care about this right now.
Because the problem is, because here's an issue I can imagine for Google. Because you can now see the essence of the email in the preview, you might swipe it off. You might say, thank you, great. I now found out everything I need. That was very important to me, and swipe it off. Or you could say, ugh, I hate this. I don't want this. I don't care. Please. Don't prioritize this in the future, Google, and swipe it off. If the same action is the same signal, that I don't know how they're going to prioritize well, but they'll figure it out.
It's interesting.
Hmm. Yeah, this is pretty interesting.
If you do it on the web, by the way, obviously it's not a touch screen, so swiping isn't available.
Unless you have a Chromebook Pixel.
Unless you're on.
Well, I'd be curious if it knows that you have touch, because
on my desktop,
I don't have touch, but I have buttons for PIN. We didn't mention PIN. PIN is another category. What you could do to triage your email is PIN everything you want to save, and then there's a sweep button. Oops, Microsoft invented this for Outlook Mail that will sweep unpinned items off as done. So the idea, I think the idea is somewhat like the triage capabilities of Mailbox, where you're going toward inbox zero. You're very quickly dealing with everything. Either get rid of it, do something about it, postpone it, or pin it, and then you sweep everything else away.
But you see, that's not my behavior. Google taught me not to do that. Google taught me just to leave it, and it'll go out below.
Well, it doesn't sweeping well, it doesn't archive. Get rid of it. It just puts it in a.
But I don't even do it. Most of my email. I don't do anything to. I say okay, I personally don't care.
If you look at my email, I have like 30,000 unread emails.
And by the way, on my wonderful Pixel, sweeping of an individual item doesn't work.
Yeah. You have to still use those buttons.
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
I was hoping the web-based material design would be touch-sensitive. That's interesting. Okay. Yeah.
Anything you've marked done is stored in a done folder as well as our. So done just means I'm done with this one.
Is that an alias to archive? It must be.
This is the other question. Now. Yeah. What happens to your normal Gmail? Is this, I mean, are you affecting Gmail itself? I should
look. You've got to be, right?
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, anything you mark done is safely stored here. Emails you previously archived are here, too.
So it's added, has it added?
So
let me look. It is archive. Because I don't see new boxes with the labels that they talk about. Oh, maybe I do. I see social promote. Yeah, I do. So you'll also see if you've turned on categorization in the email inbox on Gmail, you'll also see those categories there. And I presume if I add another bundle, I will see that category too. So bundles equal labels in Google, right. Google Speak.
They behave slightly differently, right?
Yeah, I was going to say, a bundle does have different characteristics.
It seems like they'll group...
I can't put bundles I create in the categories list. They now become a new label. So bundles I create are really just labels. The bundles Google's created are more categories. They go in the categories section.
Right. They seem to group similar emails in a way even beyond just conversation threads.
Right. I like that. I mean, Google does and I think, as I remember, Jeff, you did not turn on categories in your Gmail. You didn't like that.
I didn't.
The automatic thing.
Exactly. And this got, I wish I could show you guys this. This has got some Google Now action going on. So I'm checking in on a Virgin America flight tomorrow. And so I have my Virgin America, you know, it's time to check in email. And I've got, you know, the flight number. It looks very Google Now-ish. It expands down the flight number, link to check in, you know, New York, San Francisco. Like it knows that the email.
So the key to this to me is that preview is that you don't need to open a lot of it. You'll have to open email a lot less of the time.
Well, what you do is you open inbox instead of email.
That's what I'm saying. You just,
yeah,
you just
but inbox kind of is email.
For you at a glance.
Right. I mean, I'll make a commitment to use this for the next week.
I can't do it. I don't use my vanilla Gmail account
it for my
apps.
Account I never use.
Yeah.
Google!
All right, I will use it.
You keep promising you're going to fix this and you don't. I yelled at you when I was out there. I love you guys, but really, really, come on.
This doesn't, are you saying this doesn't work with your apps account?
No.
Right, not yet.
It was even worse than that, Leo. Gina nicely sent the invite to me to my apps account. I open it up and it says, oh, sorry, sucker. So she had to send it to my Gmail account for it to work.
Yeah, it actually detected whether or not it was in your Gmail inbox. Just, you know, they can do that, right?
And, you know, this is, let me just say, because I went and talked to the work people. Work! Those people are paying for apps now. They're paying for apps functionality. To make apps people second-class citizens, not the best thing, Google. Not the smartest thing.
I have to say, I have some trepidation about completely trusting this.
Leo, moment
trust
of
the
zen.
Machine, Leo. Trust
I
the
said
machine.
The same. We all said the same thing, I think, when Priority Inbox came out, and it has not failed me. It is
right.
rare.
You're still using that.
At the bottom of the screen.
See, I don't use Priority anymore because I moved to the next thing Google invented called Categories. Scattergories.
categories.
So I use, so I don't have a priority inbox. I have a primary inbox. Same idea, though. And that's been reliable. And so in a way, having gotten used to now the idea that promotional stuff is in one tab and updates are in another tab, I am perhaps now more likely to use inbox. This is, hey, I'm glad they keep trying.
Priority inbox just means I ignore more people without guilt, which I guess is a nice thing. I mean,
see, this is part of the problem is that email is so broken and everybody's trying to figure out a way to fix it.
Well, you can't fix email as is. You can't add on to the existing infrastructure and it's not going to work.
And that's what this is, I'm sorry to say.
Oh, it has to be, but you've got to totally create an entirely new email infrastructure and ecosystem.
Right.
That's the kind of ambition Google could have.
So the other problem I have is that you and I, Jeff, we don't do much with our emails. So we just have 14,838 unread emails in my inbox.
You especially, because the world emails you.
Well, I get a lot of email, but... this is really about inbox zero, isn't it? I mean, this only makes sense if I sweep it every day.
Yeah.
No, because I think those previews are key to this.
But I have all this stuff. I mean, I can scroll forever. I have all this stuff from previous days. Maybe I should just sweep that out of the way. The problem is, doesn't it do that on my Gmail? So, but now it's in the done. I don't know.
No, I disagree. Google always still believes in search. It's not going to get you to Gmail. You can sweep stuff up, but you can also just let it go down the screen.
Right.
And it has a clear demarcation for today and yesterday, which is kind of nice. Because it kind of says, if it was yesterday and you didn't deal with it, you could go back there, but you don't have to. It's just still there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you only sweep a day's worth of mail when you sweep. Isn't that right? Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Looks that way.
So you sweep each day by itself.
So in the rundown under this story, I put a report, there were a couple of them, about a leak of Gmail 5.0 two days ago.
Yeah, I believe that this is a different thing.
Oh,
that's what I'm asking.
Well, yeah, I think that the Gmail 5.0 is actually an upgrade to the native default Gmail
for
client.
Lollipop.
For Lollipop, yeah.
Yeah, we're seeing a lot of 5.0 versions. There's Play Store 5.0 as well.
Right.
That are they're basically Lollipop-ized.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but the Gmail 5.0, according to the report, will also handle Yahoo Mail and other such things.
As it should.
Right.
Because doesn't the default AOSP email program do that already?
Yeah, right. So there's a default email client, which is a generic IMAP pop email client, right? And then there's the Gmail app, which handles Gmail.
Just
right?
Gmail.
Just Gmail. Now, you could always pop or IMAP, or I guess just pop to Gmail on the web and then have that bring down, you know, or have your email forwarded. This is different. This is actually Gmail, the client, acting as just a straight POP3 or
unified
IMAP
inbox,
client.
as most mail clients will do.
Okay, that's all.
And I think that means is they're going to deprecate the AOSP email client, and Gmail going forward, Gmail 5.0 will be the default email client in AOSP. Okay, that would be my guess.
I don't think so.
No?
I think there's proprietary code. I don't think that they're going to open source the Gmail app. Code there.
Ah, you're right. So this is why you have to buy a Nexus 6 phone, know what is official, what is open. But I would guess that on most Nexus phones, Gmail will be kind of the default email app, right? I don't even know if they'll include an email app because it'll do everything the email app will do.
Yeah. Yep.
And just to make things more confusing, they've introduced a third mobile email app called Inbox. Just because we weren't yet baffled enough.